here at the Observatory, we are in the process of beginning to sort of repair and reinstall or install some new equipment to replace that which was lost or damaged during the eruption, during the explosive phase. And I think once all that equipment is up and running, we will have an even better idea of what is happening within the summit crater in terms of the seismic activity and the gas output and so on. I think once that is up and running, then, as I said, we will be able to provide a much better coverage of what's happening right now with the volcano. So you will have much more information you will have in order to be able to make your decisions regarding permitting people back into certain areas in the red zone. It's this is important work that we need to be getting on with, and we are, as I said, starting the process right now.